The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, to encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
In 2022, defending state champion Clay County hosted an upstart Chattanooga Prep in the state sectionals. The season team had their way that night with the visitors by a dominant final score of 74-38. However, anyone that was in Joe Sims' gym that night left with the realization that the young team, comprised totally of underclassmen, was just a year or two away from greatness. That greatness came to fruition last year in 2024 when the Sentinels hoisted Class A state gold. Tonight, 3 years removed from that sub-state meeting, the Dogs and Prep meet again for the second time in their histories as the 20-8 black, purple, and gold have hit the road to square off with the 20-7 defending state champs. Somebody's a win away from the Elite Eight, while somebody is four quarters from their season's end. Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball, brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brannon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic courthouse square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ask Lock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Macon Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Hopper Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Folks, this is the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, our 30th overall basketball broadcast of this 2025 season. For the second time in three nights, we're calling sectional action. I'll be joined soon by Doug Strong for this boys' Sweet 16 game. With me right now is the man who's brought his brainchild back to Nuga. The last time we broadcasted from this area was in the 2022 football state title championship game. He's sitting right here beside me checking another gym off the list, our analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
Thank you for that kind introduction and a great memory for that state championship football game. And like you said, another pretty good trip south, Daniel. But we wouldn't follow these, we'd follow these Bulldogs anywhere they go. Tonight they have an opportunity not many teams get, a chance to get back where they belong, the state tournament in a couple of weeks down in Murfreesboro. That's what's on the line here tonight. And like always, it's not going to come easy because we're at the home of the defending Class A state champs, a highly touted Chap Prep team, Daniel.
Oh, no doubt. They expect to repeat. That's their goal. You know, they returned the vast majority of those guys. Got a Mr. Basketball finalist, all the hoopla. But at the end of the day, it's about 32 minutes of basketball, and Clay County does that pretty well.
Yeah, I'll take our guys against anybody. And once again, we're going old school tonight. Another audio-only broadcast due to the TSSAA mandates. And we're at another, NFHS school tonight. But like we said, it's how we started and how we roll here in the postseason. And we're proud to be here to bring this coverage to Bulldog Nation again tonight. But, you know, we wouldn't be here without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank each and every one of them and us for getting behind us with this brainchild years ago, Daniel, as you like to call it. And they've been with us ever since. And they make it all happen.
Yeah, you know, the sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network are just as big a character as Mr. Sims or Doug or me or Thomas. You know, they've been here with us from the start, and we want you to go do business with them. We strive to every chance we can.
Sure do. A special shout-out to our presenting sponsor this basketball season, the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network got its start because it's an extension of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper. So we hope folks will pick up a copy this week for coverage of the Lady Dogs sectional game and next week for coverage of the Dogs sub-state. Up next, we'll talk about the Dogs region title game. So stay with us for much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show ahead of this big state sectional matchup between Clay County and Chattanooga Prep. We're going to get a preview of what will be inside the pages of the newspaper this week with our Dale Hollow Horizon recap segment. The Dogs took Pickett County to overtime and positioned themselves to come away with a region title, but it wasn't to be as the Bobcats held on to the 65-64 win in the extra period. Pickett County looked like they were going to pull away and dominate Clay County for the fourth time this year when they were up 11 midway through the final frame, but the Dogs came roaring back. Despite battling foul trouble throughout, Clay County used an 8-0 run to get back in it, and then they went on to lead by one late Topeka County tied it at the free throw line, and the Dogs had a chance to win, but time ran out before they could get it done. And we witnessed 4 minutes of free basketball, but three Clay County starters fouling out of the game. Down the stretch, the Bobcats won it at the free throw line in the waning minutes after a tying three from the Dogs missed its mark and got put back as time expired to account for the final one-point margin. Nate Adams led Clay County with 22 points, Lance Burgess 17, Coley's 11, Nolan Adams 8, Hayden Adams 4, and Jake Copeland 2. Wasn't exactly what we wanted, Daniel, because you never want to lose to Bigot County, but I thought that was a big step for Clay County to prove to themselves they can play with the best.
Yeah, I think it's easily, you know, among the best performances of the year, maybe honestly the best performance of the year in ways. Certainly the best of the four times that we've met the hated Bobcats.
And I hope they ride that momentum in tonight here at Chap Prep. Folks, we'll be right back with much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show as we get ready for Boys State Sectional here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Folks, welcome back to the H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show. Time now for the Cumming Exteriors Boys sectional update. Sweet 16 field getting cut in half across the state, Doug. We've got 8 different matchups going on, starting with 29-4 North Green hosting 20-13 Oliver Springs. North Green probably the traditional favorite in that one.
They've been year in, year out state tournament team. You know, we played them a couple times in the state tournament, the boys.
Yep.
So you would think they'd be have the edge right there.
Particularly at home, you know, home court so big. You know, we saw the crowd over at Copper Basin the other night, just a packed house. This one of those odd ones where Clay County, even though we're 2.5 hours from home, may have a bigger crowd than the home team prep. We'll talk more about that in a bit, though. Another one going on, 23-6 Harriman hosting Cosby.
Yeah, and traditional teams right there, too, state tournament teams. You know, year in, year out, usually it's Cosby coming out of there, but probably Harriman may have a little edge on that one.
Of course, we know one year that Harriman was state champs, 2017, unfortunately. But, yeah, Cosby, a team that Clay County played twice this year, had the one, no, just once, I'm sorry.
Once, yeah.
Over at Harriman at the Christmas Classic. I was confusing Cosby with Jellico for a minute. Of course, Chap Prep hosting Clay County here. We'll talk about that in detail coming up in a few minutes. Pickett County, the Bobcats at home in Burgetown hosting Van Buren County. That one, you know, we know that Burgetown's favored, but just like we saw Van Buren's girls, the Eaglettes, go to Clark Range and knock off Lamar Rogers and Lady Buffaloes, it could be that the Eagles go to Burgetown and end the season of the Ammonettes.
Well, they'll compete well up there. Coach Sullivan did an excellent job with these Van Buren County team, so you still only got to get the edge to Pickett at home. But now Van Buren won't be an easy pass typically, so I look for that to be a pretty good ball game.
Well, like you said, so many of these squads, and Van Buren, one of them just traditional sub-state teams, so they're not intimidated by being in the round, and that's half the battle right there. Other side of the state, Santa Fe, they knocked off Eagleville back in that big region semifinal, kind of sent shockwaves through the state. 27-3, Santa Fe going to be hosting 18-11 McEwen, and it's my understanding that the winner of this game between Prep and Clay will be facing the winner of that Santa Fe-McEwen game in Murfreesboro.
Yeah, and you've got to kind of favor Santa Fe after they put the upset on Eagleville right there, because Eagleville was one that's just preaching all year that's going to be there. So Santa Fe team's pretty tough to knock them out.
Certainly playing well at the right time. This could easily be a girls' matchup here. Another one going on in boys' action now, Wayne County and Richland. So it's just like Clay County. Oftentimes these schools have boys and girls that are in these sub-state games.
Yeah, and good tradition right there, both those teams. So that right there will probably be a battle all night.
Humboldt and Mace representing the far west region, and the other one over there, Hillcrest and Middleton.
Yeah, well, Middleton's kind of a regular, and Mace is kind of regular coming out of the Memphis area. So you'd probably be favoring those two. We don't know as much about West Tennessee, but those two typicals coming out of there, so you'd kind of favor them, I would think.
Absolutely. Folks, that's been the boys' section update brought to you by Cummins Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, and more. The other folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll play two ads and come right back here on the H&H Channel Equipment Parts Pre-Game Show.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Back here live on the H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show. We're going to wrap this thing up with the full coverage final word. We'll be getting last thoughts before tip-off, brought to you by Ashlong and Strong Insurance. We alluded to it in the opener there, a rematch of the 2022 Class A sectional that took place in Salina. Clay County won that one against a young Chat Prep team that had a couple of these same players like Mr. Basketball finalist Derek Robertson on that court. He lost to Clay County. Doug, can we come in here tonight and pull an upset? I think the pressure's on Chat Prep.
Oh, I think so too. And you got to feel good as a Clay County team. We're coming in playing two of our better ball games down the stretch and looking pretty good. And the best part is I don't think we've played the best we can play, even though we played very well. So I think they're very confident to come in here to get a win.
On the defensive end of the court, what's the key we need to do defensively to come out successful in this?
Keep them off the glass. I mean, I think that's the biggie. We don't have to dominate the glass, but we got to limit them on the glass because they're a team that's got size. They're going to go after it when it goes up there. So we got to do a good job on the boards.
Of course, two of these Sentinels record in around 6'6". Robertson and Bullis both really tall. What about the offensive end of the court for Clay?
Got to make shots. I mean, you know, if we run our offense, we'll have opportunities. I mean, they're long, but like I said, if we execute like we're able to do, we should be okay and just got to knock down the shots.
And, Thomas, I think, you know, you never want a fall down, but playing somebody for the first time this year, you know, I remember the 2021 state title game. I think we were down 16-0, 16-2 to open that contest. Well, we came back and won. So all hope is not lost if we have an early hole that we end up in here.
Yeah, and I think it's like what you talked about on the way down here. This is going to be pure basketball tonight. Really no emotion, no history much between these two teams.
Right.
And that's the type of game you can stay in. You just go out, put it all on the line, play your best basketball against a really good team, and just use it as a challenge, Doug, and we talked about that too. This Clay County team, when they walk in this gym, I don't care what the atmosphere's like, they feel like they can win, and I think that confidence you talk about is going to be huge.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt they're confident coming in this place. And that's a mark of a good team, not to fear them, just come in and play. You know, if you get beat and you give it your best, that's what it is. But this bunch don't feel like that they're any less than this team they're playing. That's a great thing.
Absolutely. And when you've got 25-year veteran Rob Edwards leading the charge, you tend to carry some confidence. Folks, that's been the Full Coverage Final Word brought to you by Strong and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and sign of the day because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Getting ready for the announcing of the Gone Country Cafe starting lineups here in a few moments. Right now, introducing the teams. They're going to go ahead and do that now before the playing of the national anthems. So this is the Gone Country Cafe starting lineups. Chat Prep Sentinels. Head coach Christian Collins, 20-7 record on the season. They are the District 5 Region 3 champions. Right a five-game win streak into this contest. Starting for Chat Prep, freshman number 1, Cadence Collins. Sophomore number 4, Austin Jones. Junior number 10, Demarion Bowman. Junior number 20, Joel Bullis. And a junior number 30, Derek Robertson. The Clay County Bulldogs, head coach Rob Edwards, 25th season overall, 558 wins to 226 losses. A 20-8 record this year. They are the District 7 and Region 4 runner-up. Right a one-game losing streak into tonight's contest. Starting for Clay County, junior number 2, Cole Eads. Senior number 3, Lance Burchett. Junior number 4, Nolan Adams. Senior number 10, Nate Adams. And a senior number 34, Hayden Adams. Starting lineup has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe. Family-owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m. New extended hours Monday nights and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? The Sentinels all going to leave the bench together as a unit after their names are announced here. Of course, Chat Prep, defending state champs from 2024. And now we are going to play the national anthem here. We'll go to break.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, audio only broadcast due to Tatum West Delay mandate. Chat Prep is an NFHS member school. If you have a subscription to NFHS, you can find that video feed on the NFHS network. If you go there, leave us tuned on, though. Listen to our audio, have their video, best of both worlds. Clay County, the visiting team, dressed in those gold travel jerseys, black numerals on them. Clay County going to shoot the hoop to our right during this first half of plays. We sit atop the visiting bleachers here at Chat Prep High School. Chat Prep, the home team, wearing their white home jerseys. Dark blue numerals on them, trimmed in black. Gold trim on those jerseys. And we see Hayden Adams step in against 6'6" junior Joel Bullis. Bullis with the tip. Officials immediately called it a dead ball, or not a dead ball, but a jump ball.
Yeah, Hayden had that stole, though.
Hayden's crafty on these jumps. And here we are. Chat Prep going to control the opening tip. Class A sectional. These teams met in 2022. Doing it again now in 2025. Clay County won the last meeting, 74-38. Chat Prep had only underclassmen then. Three-ball shot, left side, no good. Hayden Adams fighting for the rebound. It's brought in by Bullis. Bullis is shot good, and that's just going to happen.
Yeah.
Bullis, 6'6", 6'7". Hayden fighting with him there, Doug, but Bullis is going to get his throughout the course of the night. Just gotta
Hayden battled him good there and had him off for a while, but he just went and got it.
There's a takeaway from Nolan Adams, and that's not something that's easy to do. Shot good by Austin Jones. Jones on the bucket, Nolan Adams in the backcourt. Here's the length of the 6'6" Bullis in the backcourt. And Clay County gets across the timeline. Adams left wing, kicks to Hayden in the corner. Hayden passes over the top on Nicole. Now back to Nolan. 7 minute mark of this first quarter. First half court possession for Clay County. Now it's Bullis against Burchett. Lance wants to drive against him, looks to coach to see if he's got the green light. He's going to do it, I think. Kicks to Nate instead, left wing. Now back to Cole. Back to Lance. Lance to Nolan. 6:45 mark. 4-9 chapter after up. Lance puts on the brakes of the free throw line jumper. No good. Rebound Bullis, his second of the night. Gets it off to quickly to Robertson. Robertson, a big, long shooting guard. Sets up at right wing. He's 6'6" as well. Hayden already getting the best of Bullis down there. Bullis is not used to a Hayden Adams defense, I promise you that, folks.
No, he's going to know he's been in a battle tonight.
No doubt. And that's the thing, if you can get Prep frustrated, you might get them off their norm here. 6:15 mark as they have a methodical possession. Bullis inside to Robertson. Robertson against Adams. Shot no good. Rebound on Adams. Nice. No one's going to come out there with it. Presses ahead to Lance. Lance works inside now against Collins. Three ball up, Colleen's no good. Hayden Adams, the rebound. Second chance opportunity. No one's going to pull the trigger left side. Good! We got a one-point game.
Yeah, just a nice work in there by Hayden to get it and then kick it out for that three.
Timeout taken by Prep and the Clay County faithful who made this Monday afternoon trip. Letting their pleasure be known. 30-second timeout taken. We'll just stay on air here early in this one. Doug, a good start here for Clay County. Second chance offensive rebound opportunity created by Hayden Adams, and Nolan knocks in the third.
And a good job on the defensive end, limited them there. You know, that first session they got it, but since then we've done pretty good there. I don't know if we can keep them on the boards all night, but we just got to limit what they're doing. So far, so good.
Absolutely. Thomas, I think the belief, like we said, definitely there, hey, we can meet this month.
Yeah, I think so. You know, these Bulldogs have walked into this gym with that belief, and that's what it's going to take to get it done. And you got to knock down a few shots, just like Doug said. Good start for Clay County.
Of course, this one of those gyms, Doug, I know the viewers can't see it, but essentially you have three-point lines on the floor similar to the Murphy Center. I'm assuming that closest one, the silver one at the edge of the dark blue paint, is the high school three-point line.
Is.
So we've got the women's and men's college marks on the floor as well?
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Okay. Of course, Nolan shot that last one from men's depth. Jumper no good. Demarion Bowman misses the mark. Rebound, Lance Burchett. Burchett full head of steam all the way down. Shot blocked and a foul call. All right. Nice job by Lance Burchett. He's going to go to the line to shoot, too. Andrew, that contact, Thomas, I thought maybe a clean block, but I like the call.
Well, there's the other guy, not the guy that blocked the shot that they got the foul against Lance Burchett, but no fear from Burchett. Just blasting up the floor, Doug, and challenging too.
Yeah, and that's what you got to do. I mean, that's what we do well anyway, so don't change that. Just attack when you get the opportunity.
5:26 mark of this first quarter. Tie ball game. Second one's away. Miss. Bullets the rebound. 4-4. 5:25 and ticking. It's going to be Cadence Collins, the freshman. You know he's good to start on this outstanding Sentinel squad. As a freshman. Ooh, oh, travel going to be called against Austin Jones, the sophomore. These starters for Chat Prep, 5'7", 6'1", 6' even, 6'6", and 6'6". And I don't know what Joel Bullis isn't closer to 6'7", 6'8".
Yeah, if 36'6", he's 6'8".
Nate Adams, three ball, foul call. These officials helping Clay right now. Not helping. I'm making that sound like they're not there, but they're calling it in such a way that it's in our favor. Some of these touch fouls that Prep has gotten away with.
You must not have seen that. Nate got hammered.
Yeah. Oh, did he?
Yeah, put down pretty good right there.
Yeah, well, I had this railing in blocking my view. I guess it was. Nate at the line shooting three, hits the first.
They give him two.
Oh, okay. I missed it all then.
I thought it was a three, but now they give him two right there. I thought he was outside the line, but they singled two shots.
They with this one-point lead. Second one's away. Also good. Of course, Nate named the TDS top performer from that region title contest. Last time out for the Dogs. The overtime loss, 64-65 to Pickett. Preff with it. Clay with the lead, though. 6-4. Three-ball shot. Good. Austin Jones. Jones with the bucket. So off the made bucket, we see the pressure here. Can Clay County handle this is the question. We do so. Nate with it. Gives to Lance. Lance drives against Robertson. Ball goes out of bounds. Touch last by Lance Burchett. So Chet Prep to take back over, but near the midway mark of this first quarter, it's Chet Prep 7, Clay County 6.
You like what Lance is doing there, attacking that? You know, it's going to be tough in there, but you got to still be tough and do what we do.
Of course, Prep only 7 losses on the season. I'll share those with you as time allows. Bowman with it, kicks outside to Jones. Second three-pointer for him, consecutive trips down the court. Consecutive three-pointers made. I know sometimes Coach Edwards tries to dare some of those role players to beat him from outside, and Jones so far able to do that. Nolan with it. Dishes off to Cole. Cole back to Lance.
You see Chap Prep trying to get the trap in the corner. Good job by Clay County of getting rid of it quick.
Under 4 minutes to go in this first quarter. Nolan Adams blows past Collins. Kicks out to Lance. Lance with it. He's picked up by Collins. Now Eads, left wing, back to Lance, Murchie down top. Nearly a turnover, regathered though by Cole Eads. Just a good athletic matchup between these squads. Clay County so far safe without a turnover on this methodical possession. Nolan Adams inside to Nate. Nate, three ball, left side, no good. Rebound, Prep. Robertson came away with it. He presses across the timeline, pulls up at the elbow, got all the way to the hoop, and scores. Coach Edwards turned the timeout. We're going to call it with him. 12-6, a quick run by the Sentinels has given them a 6-point lead. 3:10 mark of the first.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to the boys' Class A State Sectionals, where Chat Prep just ripped off an 8-0 run to go up 12-6 over Clay County after Clay County led by 2. This broadcast being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. You see the long and lean Bullis on the head of this press, and Nate Adams drawing another foul against him.
Junior Joe Bullis picks up his first personal. Here's a takeaway by Prep. They work ahead to Bullis. Bullis lays it in. 14-6. And now Bullis again, trying to deny on the inbound. Nolan with it in a trap. And now a foul call. We'll have to see if it goes against.
It's on number 4 there.
Jones. Clay Kenny on the inbound. Needing a bucket. 14-6. Dogs trail by 8. Kick ball. Clay to inbound here. Be a good time to get a bucket, though.
Yeah, we need a bucket right here. We've got to stop the bleeding a little bit.
2:37 mark of this first quarter. Hayden Adams with some blood. Warner Melton going to check you. Nice to have Warner back in the rotation and lineup. He had illness during that Pickett County game, region title. Nolan the inbound on the floor. Nate Nolan Adams. Warner Melton, Lance Burchett, co-leads. Nolan works it into Nate. Nate in the paint, shot up, no good. He was knocked to the floor, and the whistle's blown. Nice rebound by Warner. Warner to Cole. Cole, three ball top of the key. Good! 14-9. Back to a 5-point game.
Big bucket right there.
Bullis to the hoop. Can we take a charge? Yeah! Bullis picks up his second, and now he complains about the call. Nice job. I think it may have been Warner Melton taking that charge.
We had two in there. I couldn't tell which one got the hit. I think it was Warner, though.
I believe the second personal against Bullis.
It's a great response from Clay County. A 10-0 run by Chap Prep that was stopped by the East 3 guys. It could have got out of hands back to a 5-point game.
14-9, 2:15 left in this first quarter. Lance across to Nate. Nate spins under pressure, kicks back out of the lance. Clay County resets.
And this is a different look right here for Chat Prep. You don't have the rim protector in the game.
Nate Adams to the hoop, gets the bucket. Nice assist from the outside. 14-11, and with Bullis on the bench with the personal fouls, this could be a time for Clay County to try to take advantage.
It is. That kind of takes that rim protector away. Even though they still have some size in there, he's tough in that paint.
Of course, Robertson still on the court. He's been quiet so far. Does have a bucket.
And Clay Coach Edwards went going to these 2-3 right here.
And here we go. Prep with it. Right side in the hands of Bowman. Three-pointer, top of the key, no good. From Romel Kuhn. Rebound Nate Adams. Nate presses ahead to Cole. Cole lets the rest of the team catch up. Nate drives baseline against Robertson. Gives to Nova. Nova, deep three left side, no good. Rebound Kuhn. Kuhn now presses across the timeline. All the way to left wing. Hands off to Collins. Three-pointer from the corner, no good. Foul going to be called on Nate Adams. Nate wiping out Collins after the shot, similar, I guess, to how Nate was done down here earlier.
Yeah, pretty much.
Three, though.
Yeah, Nate trying to, I think he just jumped a little farther than he thought he was going to go, Doug, and Collins, he got hammered.
Yeah, he covered the space right there for sure.
The freshman, Cadence Collins at the line, shooting three, hits the first. Makes this a four-point game, 15-11. Minute 14 left in this first quarter. Coach Edwards appearing in his 15th sub-state game. 9-5 record in those prior contests. This is the second free throw, also good by Collins. Got a third one coming. One more free throw for Collins here. Minute 14 left. Clay County with a good first quarter so far. They do trail now by 6 after Collins gets the set of 3 free throws to go. Burchett with it. Works against Bowman. Crosses the timeline. Wants to take him to the hoop. Puts on the brakes at the top of the key. Bowman stays with him. Pretty athletic, agile player there. Loose ball. Warner picks it up. Under a minute to play, opening quarter. Burchett drives against Bowman. Hands to Nolan. Nolan nearly loses the handle. Does so. Kicks it to Robertson. Robertson passes ahead to Collins. Collins going to lay it in off right side. And just like that, Prep's back up by 8, 19-11. They can score quickly. 35 seconds left in this opening quarter. Lance with it. Works to Warner. Warner back to Lance. 25 seconds. Now Nolan right side. Defended by Bowman. Gives to Nate. Nate works past Collins and a foul. Cadence Collins called for the personal. We're going to see Nate come to the other end to shoot free throws. Or actually, he's going to stay on that end to shoot free throws. He's 2-2 in this first quarter from the line. 19-11, so we've got one team foul against Clay County, 5 against Prep in this first quarter.
Well, probably more than that because we had a double bonus the one before. We didn't shoot because of the offense, so they got at least 16 fouls.
That's true. I had that charge, that's right.
Yeah.
And they've committed pretty much every one of them with their pressure defense, and it's also created a lot of points for them in spurts.
Nice job by Nate. Perfect from the line so far. Makes it a six-point game, 19-13. 15 seconds left in this opening quarter. Prep with the ball. Collins across the timeline, run this 2-3 zone for Clay County. Now in the corner to Kuhn. Kuhn back to Collins. Collins to Bowman. Bowman, three ball left side. No good. Rebound, Nate Adams. Buzzer sounds. Actually, Nolan on that rebound. So a good opening quarter for Clay County. They trail by 6, 19-13, to the defending state champion, J-Prep Sentinels, after 1.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Chattanooga for the Class A Boys sectional between Clay County and Chattanooga Prep. The Sentinels lead the Dogs by 6, 19-13, headed into the second quarter. And here's your Dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Nate Adams leading the way with 6 first quarter points for the Dogs. Lance Burchett has 1. Cole Leeds and Nolan Adams both with 3. Derek Roberson, 2. Joel Bullis, 4. Cadence Collins, 5. And Austin Jones, 8 in the first quarter for Chad Prep, who lead by 6, 19-13. This Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee. For the better part of 2 decades, Copeland's has become a cornerstone of the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
They can't start in the second quarter with the original 5 starters. Nolan Adams to the hoop, shot by Robertson. Pulling in the loose ball is Collins. Collins comes the other way. His jump shot no good. Rebound Nolan Adams. Clay Kenny doing a nice job on the boards without Bullis in there. He continues to sit with 2 personal fouls. On the floor for the Sentinels, Robertson, Kuhn, Bowman, Collins, and Parker. 3 ball no good for Clay County. Rebound Kuhn for the Sentinels. He quickly comes the other way. Works into the paint. Kicks outside to Robertson. His 3 ball no good. Rebound Cole Leeds. Thomas, is it Robertson or Roberson?
I don't know. It doesn't have an R in the amongst it, so I think maybe Roberson.
7-minute mark of this second quarter. Nolan Adams drives against Collins, kicks out to Nate. 3-pointer, left side, no good. Ooh, I thought he was going to go.
That was a pretty shot.
Rebound Kuhn, he gives to Collins, 19-13. Nate taking away the pass, gets it to Lance. Lance now against Kuhn, loses the handle, picked up by Hayden. Now gives to Nate. Nate, right side, drives baseline off the glass, no good. Rebound Hayden. Hayden Adams, put back, good. 19-15, 4 points the difference. Hayden Adams now going to get to some harder work, because here comes 6'6" junior Joel Bullis to the scores table. Check back in. Head coach Christian Collins, seeing Adams get that bucket in the paint with the rebound, offensive rebound, had seen enough.
Yeah, and you figured that would be coming pretty quick if we get to make it a run in the boards.
19-15, Clay trailing by 4, courtesy of Hayden Adams, rebound put back a moment ago. 6-10 and ticking, Robertson. Take away Hayden Adams, takes it right away from the Mr. Basketball finalist, and the seniors come to play today in Chattanooga.
Yeah, anytime you get a put back, I don't care if Bullis is in there or not, against this team, you're doing something, and Hayden Adams did.
Prep comes up with a steal. Kuhn with it all the way to the hoop. Shot no good. Robertson cleans it up. Bucket for Robertson. Adams inbounds it right to Bowman. Bowman now lays off the glass good. And now a timeout taken by Coach Edwards. We'll stay on air here, talk about our presenting sponsor. Thomas don't want to do that right now. We'll go to break, talk about them later. 5:39 mark of the second, 23-15.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the boys' Class A sectional here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Chat Prep up by 8, 23-15, 5:39 left here in the second quarter, Daniel.
8 points the difference. Warner Melton crosses the timeline. Works to the left, picked up by Collins, gives to Eads. Eads defended by Bowman. Cole works left, drives the hoop, jump stop, pivots, gives to Hayden. Hayden loses the handle on a jumper. Bullis now with it. Dunk opportunity coming, Euro step, lays it in. That's hard to stop.
Good athletic move right there.
Just watching this contest, Bullis, the one to me that should be the Mr. Basketball finalist. I know Robertson outstanding as well. Nate Adams with it, 25-15. Clay trailing by 10. Nate, 3-ball right side. In there, Nate Adams. We've talked about it all postseason in these elimination games. These seniors play with a little extra when it's down to the nitty-gritty in their careers. Loose ball goes out of bounds. Clay County basketball should be. Should be Clay ball, but they're going to give it to the Sentinels. Coach Edwards going to just kind of chuckle at that one. Yeah. What can you do?
Good effort from Clay County, but I thought that shore our ball right there.
Sure did.
That was interesting because you had the official and Coach Evers both pointing at each other because they were going directions.
Three ball good by Sentinel.
Collins.
Collins knocks it down. 28-18, 10 points the difference. Class A sectional. Clay trailing. Here at Chattanooga Prep. Nolan Adams, shot fake, dry. Blocked from behind by Robertson. Robertson passes ahead into the hands of Jones. Jones to Collins. Collins shot no good. Blocked by Cole Eats. Clay County not intimidated by the defending state champs. Burchett, free throw range jumper, blocked by Robertson. Gets his own rebound. Put back blocked again, this time by Jones. Block shots everywhere for the Sandals. Three ball, Nate Adams. Nate Adams shooting the lights out. He opened the first game of the season down at Jackson County in the Clash on the Cumberland with a 30-something point effort, and he's putting on a display here tonight in this one.
Yeah, and we have to have it the way that the Sentinels can put the points up in a hurry, Doug. Nate Adams keeping Clay County in this one.
Now Collins tries to answer. His three no good, but it's the rebound. Kicks it back out to Jones. Jones three ball away. No good. Rebound Bowman. Bowman now power dribble. Put back good. Third chance opportunity.
Yeah, well, they're going to be tough to keep out of the glass, but he went there and got it.
30-21. 9 points the difference. Lance going to drive the hole. Layup. Going to be denied. Knocked out of bounds by the Sentinels. So Clay Kenny going to inbound off to our right.
Just love the short-term memory that Clay County has right now. I mean, you're talking about three or four blocks on one possession with the length of the Sentinels down here, but they just keep coming down.
You just got to keep on. Got to keep on. 3:13 mark of the second. Clay trailing by nine. Dogs came to fight. Eads on the inbound, running out of time, works it into Lance. Lance at left wing, defended by Robertson. Now Nolan Adams kicks to Cole. Cole defended by the length of Robertson. Drives right, drives left, kicks out to Nate. Nate defended by Coon. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound. It's going to be Jones for the Sentinels. Behind the back pass to Coon. Coon shot wild and a foul called. Only the second foul of the contest called against Clay.
Yeah, and they're letting them play. You know, they called a lot of fouls early in this one. They haven't whistle hadn't blown in quite some time.
First of the quarter.
And that's to the advantage of Chat Prep because they're getting in passing lanes and really challenging everything.
Well, you saw the six team fouls in the first quarter for Prep as Coon misses his first free throw.
And that's the first one of the second quarter on either team and 2:51 to go in the first half.
Only the second meeting between these squads in series history. Coon misses the second rebound, Nate Adams. Last meeting was in 2022 in Salina in the Class A sectional. Clay County won that one. All-time scoring leader against the Sentinels, Grant Strong. He had 27 that night. Keaton Arms, rebound leader with 10. And Jimmy Burchett, older brother of Lance, who's got the ball right now. Jimmy with 6 assists that night. He's the assist leader. 2:25 and ticking. Nolan with it. Kicks to Cole. Cole right side. Defended by Coon. Gives back to Nolan. 2:20 and ticking. Second quarter. Clay trailing by nine. Nolan using every tool he's got to get it out of there to Cole. He's off the glass. Good. Nice assist by Nolan. A quick play. Coon to the hoop. Shot blocked by Nate Adams. Oh, ball and what a play.
Great defensive effort right there because that was a sure two the way it looked. And he come out and got it.
Nate, the only dog with similar length to some of these Sentinels and has the athleticism to match them. Of course, don't get me wrong, Bullis and Robertson both taller than Nate, but short of that, he's the third tallest on the court. And now Bullis over the back, power dribble, shot up. Good. Bullied his way for that one, and that's hard to stop.
Hayden Adams doing everything he possibly could. Had him boxed out, was in his face, two hands straight up, and he still gets it to go.
32-23, good atmosphere here in this one. Minute 45 and ticking, second quarter. Clay trailing by nine. Lance Burchett with it, defended by Collins. Works past Collins, puts on the brakes, gives to Hayden. Hayden thought about a long two, pulls the trigger on it, no good. Robertson the rebound. Coley's doing everything he could to get it down, but it's Robertson who gives to Bullis. Bullis hero step misses the shot. Rebound put back, no good, but he's fouled. Bullis going to go to the free throw line. Chat Prep having to work, guys. with everything they've got to maintain this lead over Clay. We're fighting tooth and nail.
Oh, yeah, got to just keep battling. Solid team, so they're not going to quit. We're not going to quit.
Bullets at the line to shoot two. First one's away. Good. He's a pretty polished big man. Yeah. It's not just about the height. He's got the athleticism, the ball skills, and the shooting ability.
Yeah, he can do it all. I mean, he can run the floor, Doug, yeah. The Euro step, the moves. Like you said, Daniel, I don't know if he's not the best player on this team.
Well, they put him on the front end of the press, and he's been guarding Nolan some.
Right.
So that'll tell you something.
And he's giving fits.
Yeah.
So he's got quickness with the link. Here we go.
Back to double figures. Clay County needs a bucket.
11 points the difference. Nate with it, defended by Bullis. Bullis using that great defense. Nate gets past him. Though pulls up in the paint. Offensive foul. Oh, defensive foul. Bucket's good. Nate going to the line for the three-point play the old-fashioned way, and we're seeing the best Nate Adams has to offer.
Yeah, Doug, you know, he basically went around four sentinels, and then the last one was laying in wait for him to draw the charge. And Nate, with that body control Daniel talks about, got to the side of him and finished. Now he's going to the line.
34-25, Nate shooting to make it an eight-point game. It's away. No good. Bullets the rebound. Minute five left in this first half. Collins works cross to Jones. Jones extended left wing, and now the Sentinels going to call a timeout. We're less than a minute away from the Papa Real Body Shop halftime show, so we'll stay on air here. Clay County trailing by nine, and we'll let Thomas talk about the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Yeah, they are our presenting sponsor this basketball season, and they encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana, and they offer this message to help them do so. They say parents should be clear on their stance. Show they disapprove of marijuana use. Let their children know they care, and they are there to talk whenever needed. It says build your child's skills and strategies for avoiding marijuana use and be a good source of information for your child. For more information, parents can go online at samhsa.gov/marijuana. This project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. Daniel, we appreciate the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition for helping us be here tonight and bring all this coverage to Bulldog Nation all season long, along with each and every one of our sponsors.
Absolutely, and we appreciate the great work that they do in the community and in the schools. Doug, pretty good first half. I wish Clay was a little closer than this nine-point deficit, but all things considered, not a bad place to be.
Oh, no, you want to be within reach. We've played pretty solid. You know, the difference, probably a few turnovers right now, is about it.
Yeah, and they weren't unforced, that's for sure. I mean, the pressure that Chat Prep puts on you, Doug, is just kind of unparalleled. Nothing like we've seen.
Yeah, and it don't stop. When they sub, it's still that same pressure.
Prep with the ball. 50 seconds left in the half. Bowman, right side, defended by Adams. Now to Jones. Now Bullis, top of the key, defended by Hayden Adams. 35 and ticking. Oh, a near takeaway. Nolan about stole it from Collins. Collins,
wow.
Jump shot good. Freshman, Cadence Collins, the starting point guard. He is proving why he's on this court. 20 seconds left here. Clay County trailing mile 11. 36-25, Lance Burchett with it, down to 15 seconds, defended by Bowman. Gets past him, drives inside, dished over to Nate. Now Cole comes up with it, 5 seconds left. Cole tried to go to Lance, it was taken away by Bowman. Collins going to lay it in off the glass. Gets away with the travel, and the Prep lead is extended to 13 with the layup as the first half ends. 38-25 in the Class A sectional right here in Chattanooga.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Chattanooga, Tennessee for the Class A Boys State Sectional between Clay County and Chattanooga Prep. The Sentinels lead the Dogs 38-25. They're up by a baker's dozen here at the break. But Clay County's battled throughout this highly athletic, highly touted Sentinel team. The Dogs have stuck with them as they only trail by six at the end of the first quarter. 19-13. They actually claimed the lead early before Chattanooga Prep ripped off a 10-0 run to go up by eight. Clay County cut it to three on a Cole Leeds three-pointer, and then Chatt Prep went to work and went up by six at the end of the first, and then outscored Clay County 19-12 in the second quarter. Clay County, again, staying within single digits most of the way. Chatt Prep back-to-back buckets to close out the first half, to go up by 13, 38-25. They're being led by Joel Bullis. It says he's 6'6". I think he's 6'7 or 8 or better. Really long. He's got 10 points here at halftime. I lied. Cadence Collins is leading the way. He came off the bench and has 12 for Chatt Prep. Austin Jones also with 8. Demarion Bowman, 4. And Derek Roberson, the Mr. Basketball finalist, being held to 4 points here in the first half. For Clay County, it's all about Nate Adams. 14 first-half points for the Clay County senior. Lance Burchett has 1. Cole Leach, 5. Nolan Adams and Hayden Adams. Nolan with 3 and Hayden Adams with 2 for Clay County, who trailed by 13, 38-25 here in the boys' Class A State Sectional in Chattanooga. That was your first-half breakdown brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease, check your balance, and much more. You can go online and do all of that at MaconBankAndTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. Much more to come here on the Papa Grow Body Shop Halftime Show from Chattanooga, including the Subway Trivia Challenge coming up next.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the Pumper Go Body Shop Halftime Show from Chattanooga Preparatory School, home of the Sentinels, the defending Class A state basketball champions from 2024. They lead Clay County by 13, 38-25 here at the break. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's Trivia Challenge question. Tonight, Clay County is playing in their 15th sectional during the 25-year career of head coach Rob Edwards. Looking at leaders from those prior 14 appearances, we see that two Bulldogs are tied with 6 made three-pointers in a sectional game. Name them. We'll read that one more time. Tonight, Clay County's playing in their 15th sectional during the 25-year career of head coach Rob Edwards. Looking at leaders from those prior 14 appearances, we see that two Bulldogs are tied with 6 made three-pointers in a sectional game. Name them. If you want to make a stab at that, send in your guesses to the Rising Sports Network online at 931-397-9004. Melissa Smith goes to the Mr. Basketball winners, Grant Strong and Tyreek Key. Really good guesses, but incorrect on the power. Neither one of them. Neither one correct. Tyreek, the leading scorer in a sectional game with 43. He did that in 2016 against Marion County. Teresa Thompson also guessing Grant Strong and Tyreek Key. Once again, neither of those correct. 30 seconds left before the start of this third quarter. John Tanner Dodson, the Rain Man, and Trent Bowles being guessed. One of those is correct. Sam Daniels sends in that guess. Doug, track number 13 here. Obviously, outstanding team. Only 7 losses on the year by Chat Prep. What's it take to cut? You know, we started off the game even 0-0. Now we trail by 13. Uphill battle.
Well, take care of the ball this high. Like I said, the turnovers we had wouldn't unforce. They forced them, so just limit the turnovers. keep making some shots and cut away a little at a time.
We have a correct answer on the hotline. The original guesser of this is Farrell Wood, who sends in Trent Bowles and Landon Woodcock, probably the two greatest three-point shooters in the last quarter of a century in black, purple, and gold country. They both had great strokes from outside, and they are tied with six made three-pointers in a sectional contest. Congratulations to Fire. She'll be receiving through the mail a free sub certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich yard is ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Thomas, others knew the right combo as well.
Yeah, we had several coming in. We see, I don't know, we're back to action here. Melissa Smith, I think, got it second. And then we have another user here. No word. No answer. They also got it. It's Linda Strong. Guesses Trent Bowles and Chad Watson. She had half of it. Trent Bowles and Chase Stevens from Melissa White. And several other guesses.
We always appreciate everybody participating in that. Foul call on Nolan Adams opening this third quarter. Clay County just fighting like warriors down in the paint against the taller, longer Sentinels. We do see Bowman in the line to shoot two. Like we said, Edwards 9-5 in these sectional games. Bowman hits the first. The five losses, the three of them came to start his sectional career, 03, 04, and 05. The other two losses, 09 and 2019. Second one's no good. Rebound Nolan Adams. Nolan to brother Nate, and here we go. Clay trailing by 14. Got to get points and get stops. Nate with it all the way to the hoop. Dishes over to Hayden. Hayden ends up having it knocked away, and it's picked up by Jones. Jones presses the bullets. Nice job by Hayden knocking it out of bounds. Sentinels will inbound off our route from baseline. Big 6'7", Bullis going to work it into Jones. Jones in the corner. Kicks to Bowman. Doug, will we see the Sentinels go to a different style of play now that they have this big lead?
I wouldn't think so. Most teams don't change what they do until it gets well under control that fourth quarter. I look at it, and they're staying with it. They went to that more of a high court trap this time, but they're still in their stuff.
And a turnover, Lance Burchett, a rare mistake, trying to throw over the top of the defense. Goes out of bounds. Cole Eads not able to collect it, so the Sentinels take back over. Bullis had had a bucket on the last possession to put them up by 16. Now they try to extend on that lead.
And that's one of the few unforced turnovers we've had right there. Most time they've made us do something. Right there they didn't.
Nolan Adams taking out Collins there.
Yeah, great job. Almost picked his pocket as Collins had kind of lulled, got into a lull. And you see Collins and Nolan Adams just showing each other a little respect.
Yeah, visiting with one another after that. Good matchup between those two. Collins only a freshman, of course, obviously Nolan a junior.
Two pretty good athletes right there, though. Two good athletes.
And here we've got Jones with it, working against Nolan. Jones, could have been called for the offensive, but they don't call that. Robertson now right side. He's been quiet tonight. Collins out top. He has been the Collins and Bullis show for Chad Prep. Jones with it. Drives inside. Dumps the Bullis. Bullis off the glass. Good. Didn't even jump.
No. Just kind of pushed it up there.
Just stayed flat-footed and laid it in. 6:15 mark of this third quarter. 43-25. 18 points of difference. Nate Adams. Jumper no good. Robertson the rebound. Looks for an outlet pass. Colleen knocks it out of bounds.
A chat prep with the first five here in the second half to stretch it out to 18. Like you said, Daniel, that pushes it to a 9-0 run if you go back to the last four of the first half. And starting to see a little separation here.
Bullis on the inbound, down low to Robertson. Robertson's shot no good. They call a foul on Colleen. That's I don't like those kind of fouls that
I got it on Nolan.
Well, hey, I didn't even see him.
Yeah.
I didn't even know he was in the play.
I didn't either. I thought that was definitely Cole right there.
Well, he may be changing it.
That might be on the board. They've got the fourth foul for Nolan. I've not done a good job of keeping track of those tonight.
Nolan wasn't even in the paint. I think that's what the Clay County crowd's trying to say.
And now Coach Edwards also talking about that, I think, to the official. First free throw was good by Robertson. Second one's away, no good. Bovis nearly got that rebound somehow. But Nate comes away with it instead. Nate DeLance, Lance cross court to Warner. Warner bounces to Nate. Nate, three ball right side. Yes, sir. Nate Adams with his good a stroke as he's had all year here from outside tonight.
Yeah, he's making some good shots, and that's a good thing right now. He's one score.
That's the third, maybe the fourth three-pointer made. Collins denied of the hoop by Lance Burchard, who blocked the shot. Hayden Adams gets it, gives back to Lance. Lance Burchard gets Robertson, gets past him, goes to the hoop, reverse layup, blocked out of bounds by Robertson.
With the challenge. I mean, again, you know, Clay County trails by 16 at this point, but not letting up, Doug.
Oh, no, they're getting after it still. And that's what you want to say. Just keep battling this bunch.
Nate works it into Warner. Warner to Lance, defended by Collins, bounces to Nate. 5:20 and ticking, third quarter. Plenty of time. Warner Melton, three ball good. That's how you climb back in it. Back-to-back threes on back-to-back possessions for Clay. One from Nate, one from Warner. Brings us back to a 13-point game.
That was pretty. Just a little two-man game between the two, wasn't it, Doug?
Jones to Bullis. Bullis loses the handle. Credit Hayden Adams with good defense. Bullis against Hayden. That's the premier matchup on this one. Oh, looky here. Jump ball. Nice job by Warner and Hayden double-teaming Bullis.
It's a good job Hayden down there. He's holding his own with a big boy.
Hayden. He's battled him all night from the jump, Daniel. The tip.
Oh, yeah.
He started the battle then.
He did. We knew it. We knew it was coming. Coley's going to try his hand at a three. No good. Bullish three bound. Hayden doing a good job of once he sees that battle's over on a particular time, he's pulling off of that. That's good. Collins, three ball, no good. Hayden Adams been hooked by Bullish. Robertson, the rebound. His putback, no good. Hayden knocks it out to Warner. Warner dribbles behind the back. Gets past the shifty Collins all the way to the hoop. That layup, no good. Bullis quickly ahead to Robertson. They're letting them play here on both ends. Bullis cleans up the miss. 46-31.
They've definitely let them go at it.
Three team fouls in this third quarter, all of them against Clay. We saw that in the first quarter towards Prep. Nate creates separation, stops and pops in the face of Robertson. Shot no good. Rebound Jones. Down that pass ahead to Robertson.
Well,
Bullis with it. His shot good.
There's a whole lot to talk about on that play.
Yeah.
It just happened so quick, couldn't do anything about it.
Lance Burchett right side gives to Nate. Nate drives, loses the handle, picked up by Hayden. Baseline jumper no good. Rebound Collins quickly ahead across the timeline, presses to Bowman. Bowman shot no good. Rebound Bowman. Travels, no whistles, loose ball. Hayden Adams picks it up. Gets it out to Nate. Two Sentinels and Hayden Adams all back behind the play because they were on the floor. Nate quickly into the front court. His layup on the glass. Good. And goaltending potentially could have been called on Robertson. 15 points the difference. Wished I had a little more energy. I've been under the weather all day. I'd love to bring a little more gusto to the call. Clay County playing good. They do trail by 15. 2:55 and ticking third quarter. Deep three, Nate Adams in and out, no good. Cole leads the rebound, second chance opportunity, Warner with it. He's got to put on the brakes, and fouled by Collins. Collins very amused at the call, frustrated.
Well, I would have been too.
Yeah.
After the way they let us play right there. Not that wasn't a foul right there, but.
Well, after everything they let go.
Yeah. There's been some rough stuff. You know, Nate down here blocked the shot of Robertson. It really was a right arm grab.
It was.
Which was allowed. That's okay.
I was going to say, we a whole lot worse than that one just got called right there. I'm glad it got called. But.
Yeah. Warner them out. Worked in the land. Lance now with it. Gonna shake and bake. Kicks out to Warner. Warner gonna pop the three. Ooh, no good. Had a good line on it. Jones rebound. Quickly ahead to Parker. Parker over to Coon. Coon shot good. Prep back up by 17. Just can't run and gun with the Sentinels.
No, and when the shot goes up from our end, they got four releasing their alphabet. They're not waiting.
Come out, take them. We'll do it with them. 2:18 mark of the third. Clay trails by 17.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Chattanooga, Tennessee for the boys Class A state sectionals, where Clay County trails Chattanooga Prep by 17, 50-33, 2:17 now left here in the third quarter. This audio-only broadcast, mandated by the TWFAA, is being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Lance Burchett pulls up from the elbow.
Jumper in and out, no good. Rebound Watkins. Watkins ahead to Coon. Coon, a nice pass across to Toss Wade Williams. Getting some first-time subs here for the Sentinels. Late in this third quarter, minute 45 and ticking. Sentinels up a 17. Coon with a travel. He likes that extra step.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty good player, but he's done that a couple times. Feet are going faster than the basketball. Lance with it. Working against Jones. Ball knocked loose. Nate Adams, three-pointer right side. No good. Rebound. Parker. Parker ahead to Coon. Coon, athletic layoff left side. Good. 19 points of difference. Nate going to be picked up by Coon in the half court. Works to the left block. Spins. Off the glass. No good. Rebound Nate. Reverse layup. No good. Rebound Watkins. Watkins has it taken away by Eats. Cole now shoves off. Gives to Adams. Hayden that is. Hayden to Nate. Nate left block. Shot up. Good. And he's fouled. Jaden Parker call.
Just another good battle with Clay County right there. Nate finally got us a finish there.
Yeah, and it was a second chance opportunity created. I think it was Cole Leeds and Hayden Adams there getting Nate the ball underneath. And again, I don't know, just amazing effort by Clay County here. They're battling, guys, just playing as hard as they possibly can. Nate Adams having a great game here in what could be his final game with the Bulldogs.
Dog trailing by 17, 40 seconds and ticking. Collins, the Robertson, the leading scorer with 15.6 a night in and out. Collins, the second with 12.6, and Bullis averaging 10.3. Nate is still. Gives to Lance. Lance lay up good. 15-point difference. We were trailing by 13 at the start of the third. Now down by 15, 15 seconds left in the third. Parker with it. He's fouled. I guess they'll get Cole from behind.
No.
You're going to call it on the floor against Cole Beats.
Okay.
Man. Come in from behind, hit him from the back.
Hayden popped him from the front, too.
Wow, they allow it. From the front. Officials on and off done a pretty good job with this game. We hadn't fussed at them like we usually do. 11.9 seconds on the inbound. Sentinels with the ball here and the 15-point lead here towards the end of the third quarter. Sentinels have won this quarter 2-0 at this point. Cole working hard now. Going to be called for another foul. His second personal of this Sentinel possession.
Yeah, 1.4 on the clock. Got time to catch and shoot, don't you, Doug?
Yeah, you got time right here.
Toss Wade Williams. It's inbound.
I got a double bonus right there. There's a fifth foul.
Oh, me. That's not good at the end of a quarter.
So it'll be senior to Suede Williams going to the line. One of only two seniors on this Sentinel squad. He and number 11, Jaden Parker, both of them on the court playing during this third quarter. So I suppose good for them here on what is true senior night at Chat Prep, sub-state game. Last one you can host at home. Of course, in 2022, it was Clay County hosting Chat Prep in the Class A sectional. Third quarter ends, 54-37 after Williams hits one.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Chattanooga, Tennessee for the boys' Class A sectional round where Clay County trails Chat Prep 54-37. They're down 17 headed into the fourth and final quarter. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Nate Adams, 21 points in three quarters for the dogs so far. Lance Burgett has three, Colleach five, Nolan Adams three, Hayden Adams two, and Warner Mountain three for Clay County. Leading the way for Chat Prep, Joel Bullis, 18 in the ball game. Cadence Collins has 12, Romeo Coon four, Marion Bowman five, Austin Jones eight, Suede Williams one, and Derek Roberson being held to 5 points in the game. But Chat Prep leads 54-37. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Serving you since 1962, Salina Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over six decades and remains committed to their longstanding tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store, Daniel.
Final 8 minutes on the clock, 7:49 of it left, 54-37. Clay gonna have a possession here after the Sentinels win over in backcourt. Lance with it out top, defended by Coon. Uses the Hayden Adams screen, works to the left. Gets it to Cole Eads. Eads going to have it taken away by Williams. Toss Wade Williams. Just took it away from the Dogs on that one. Coon, baseline drive. Offensive foul going to be called. Oh, a trashy call. One of the few bad ones I've seen tonight. Hayden Adams had set up shop. You might as well have had him a tent pitch down there. Didn't even move and got run over.
Yeah, he's... I don't know how much better you can do it right there. That's just pretty good by Hayden. Just didn't get the call.
He's done a lot of things good tonight down there. He
no doubt.
Battled throughout this one, guys.
Coon getting the free throw. He's had struggled. Romeo Coon, the sophomore. Prep moving up in classifications, our understanding, next year. They're an all-boys school. And then, you know, teams cycle through when they first start. It was Temple years ago, Tennessee Temple. Did Clay made it, and I think four straight substates, 03 through 06. Of course, the wins. Talked about the losses earlier, the five losses Coach Edwards had in these sections. The wins coming in 06,
2011, 2015, 16, 17, 18, four in a row there, 20, 21, and 22. That tough home loss against Fayetteville in 2019, the only miss in that stretch from 2015 through 2022, I think a two-point loss. I was not at that game, but I think we were 30-2 that year, were we not? I miss. Yeah. Thomas, tell what's going on here.
Well,
I miss
Les Burchett takes it to the hole on two different players. The shot was blocked. It went up in the air, fell down out of bounds, and they tried to give it to the Sentinels, but now they reversed the call back the way it should be.
Well, the home crowd booing the call, and now a foul against the Sentinels. This official will not take any of that guff.
No, and he's kind of, I don't know if it's a makeup call or what, from the charge on the other end, same official who's kind of taking center stage here of late.
Yeah. Clay Canyon on the inbound, 6:55 left. Nate working all the way to the hoop. Shot off the glass good. Couldn't do it any better. Sentinels quickly the other way. A foul call. It's Kentrell Watkins, the sophomore, who goes to the line to complete a three-point play. So original five starters have been pulled out late in that third quarter by Christian Collins. The head coach, I assume, perhaps the father of freshman Cadence Collins. But just a good starting five. Cadence Collins, Austin Jones, Demarion Bowman, Joel Bullis, and Derek Roberson for the Sentinels. Doug, update us here on what's happening.
Well, not only the foul now, they just didn't stop the play. As he's still fouling, he's meant they let play, and then they seen it and stopped it right there.
Yeah, Nolan hadn't played much of this second half. Picked up that fourth pretty quick, and then now expires from the contest.
Nate with it on the inbound, nearly taken away, and he steps out of bounds. Now Clay County faithful furious. They say Adams was pushed out of bounds. And the official now calls timeout to tie his shoe.
Yeah, that's what's impressive about this chat prep team, Daniel. You talk about, you know, you got a new five out there, and they're pretty darn good.
And had them out there for a while. Yeah. They skipped a beat.
No, that's a good point.
The only thing that group's missing is size. You know, they got the two bigs, but now five very athletic guys on the floor right now still.
Yeah, you've got Jaden Parker, Kentrell Watkins, Tosswade Williams. They're joined by Marcus Jones, and then there's one more that I have not called off, Coon. Coon out there rounding out the lineup, mostly sophomore-laden, a couple seniors and three sophomores. But, yeah, if we'd have started with this group, I'd like to see what it would have turned into. Now another foul. Hayden Adams picking up another. Could have been Lance from behind, though.
Coach Edwards going to get a timeout, looks like, Daniel.
We'll just go ahead and take a break with him. Play some of these good commercials from our sponsors. 6:19 mark of this fourth quarter, 58-39, Class A sectional.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Chattanooga, Tennessee for the Class A Boys State Sectional. Clay County Trails, 58-39. to 39. About 6 minutes left in this contest. We have Marcus Jones at the line shooting free throws for the Sentinels. Of course, this audio-only broadcast being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Jones makes 1 of 2.
On the floor for Clay County, Burchett, Nate Adams, Hayden Adams, Cole E., Torner Melton. Nate, inside, posted up, shot, no good, and goes to the line to shoot two. Sophomore Marcus Jones on the foul. Look at the sectional leaders during the Edwards era. I don't have the stuff from, I do have the stuff from Coach Owens this year in 99 when they went to the sectional tournament, but don't have the stuff from the 80s. But during the Edwards era, sectional leaders, single-game scorer, we mentioned this earlier, Tyreek Key, Marion County, 2016. 3 points, Cascade down on the road at Cascade, Landon Wincott with six. Trent Bowles in 2011 with six made three-pointers at home against Lookout Valley. Free throw leader, Tyreek Key with 10 made free throws against Marion County in 16. Jake Ashlock down at Eagleville, rebound leader, 14 rebounds, and the assist leader. Ashlock did that his sophomore year against Cascade. He had 8 assists on the road at Cascade. And block shot leader, Wyatt Mabry, his senior year against Marion County in 2016. Those are the sectional game leaders during the Edwards era. Pretty good group. You could assemble them together. Key, Woodcock, Bowles, Ashlock, and Mabry. Be a good starting pie.
It would. I got all positions there.
Yeah. Coon with a bucket. But even that lineup might have trouble coming into this gym against this squad and playing ball. 5:20 and ticking. 61-41. Clay has fought tooth and nail here. Very proud of what we've seen out of Clay County. Here's a steal by the Sentinels. Layup no good. Rebound Hayden Adams. And Hayden one in particular. We've just bragged on him all night about what he's done in the paint. He's done it cleanly, too. Nate Adams fires a three. No good. Hustling for his own rebound, but it's Coon that comes up with it. Coon, fast break. Interesting looking layup, and he hits it. Now Clay County comes back the other way. Lance Burchett pops and stops. Three ball, no good. Rebound Williams. Toss Wade Williams at right wing, defended by Cole Eads. Little floater from the baseline, good. Doug, anything to offer?
Well, like the ever Clay County's give tonight, this seems just a little bit more than we can handle, for sure.
Well, here comes the starters back for the Sentinels.
Yeah, they're coming back in, and I think, you say they're a little more than Clay County can handle. They may just be a little more than anybody in Class A can handle, Doug. Giving it their best effort here, but tonight it's about personnel.
Well, they took five new guys for most of this second half and didn't skip a beat.
Lance Burchett works against Collins, scores. Nice job by Lance. You don't see that maneuver much. We had the second five, player 6 through 10 for the Sentinels for around the last 5 minutes of game clock, maybe even 6 minutes going back into the third quarter. And now halfway through this fourth quarter, the back half, the starters return.
Yeah.
And it's Bullish right wing, throws it away out of bounds. 65-43. 22 points the lead for the defending state champs. Clay County, a 20-8 record coming into this contest. Of course, Chat Prep 20-7. Their losses have come to Hillsboro, Jonesboro, Georgia, West Creek, Dutchtown, Georgia, Tyner Academy, Baylor, big private school here in Chattanooga, and Montgomery Bell Academy. Offensive foul call against Clay.
Yeah, Nate Adams with the pivot inside, and the freshman Collins. Nice acting job by him there late in this one. And I agree, this is never really seen anything like this when you see the five main players for a state title contending type team come in a 20-point ball game in the last 3 minutes after sitting out the majority of the first half or second half.
Yeah, it's really weird. I hope that none of them sustain injury here, but
sure.
What happens if Robertson sprains an ankle here in trash time in the Class A sectional, a game that quite honestly has been over for
for some time now, and I just don't understand it. It's a liability, in my opinion.
They've done a lot of things different down here tonight. They did the starting lineouts before the national anthem. That kind of threw us off. So.
Yeah. Alley-oop play. Robertson with a baseline slam. 67-43. Shades of Tyreek Key from yesteryear for the Dogs.
That may be why they came back in. Get a highlight.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, they hadn't really had any of those type plays.
No.
Against this Bulldog team, because they didn't allow it, really.
Well, we said it earlier in the game. Cole Eade firing the three. No good. Robertson rebound. Chad Prell, say what you want. They had to fight tooth and nail, claw, and play with everything they had to build that lead in the first half against Clay. I think at the break it was a 13-point lead. It took an outstanding effort by the Sentinels to build that lead.
Whoop.
Oh, Warner Mountain comes up with a steal. He's to the rack, shot up, no good. Austin Jones there with defensive pressure. Jones comes up with the rebound. Floats it ahead to Robertson and another alley-oop slam jam. Robertson just wanting to stroke his ego here, I suppose. In the waning minutes of this contest. And now we see the subs come back, so... Standard,
basically what it was.
Standard fare, I suppose. Send them back for a couple of alley-oops.
I guess. No.
Not the way we typically do things up home, but we would have did the alley-oops. It just would have happened before we took them out.
Yeah, long before. But again, this is a quality chap prep team that's going to contend for a state title, that's for sure, as they increase the lead again, Daniel, 71-43. Over Clay County.
Sophomore Benjamin Craig on the bucket. He defends Lance Burch. It burches across the timeline. 8-foot jumper, no good. Rebound, Mike Sutton. Mike Sutton Jr. Going to be fouled by Nate Adams.
I don't think he called a foul.
Knocked
it out of bounds and he flopped.
Gotcha.
Wanted one.
Gotcha. Lance Burchett, Hayden Adams, and Nate Adams coming out for the final time in their Clay County career. They've been great ones. Talk about them again on the Farm Bureau postgame show that's coming up after this one ends. Minute 50 left in this one. Juju Villa, Cole Eade, Warner Melton, Caden Copeland, and Jay Copeland on the floor for Clay County.
It's a little...
Look at
lineup you may see next season.
Well, yeah, minus Nolan Adams, of course. Nolan on the bench with his foul outs. But, yeah, these five in Caden Copeland, Jay Copeland, Juju Villa, Cole Eade, Warner Melton, and obviously Junior. Nolan Adams will be returning as a senior, but solid bunch coming back, particularly juniors. Cole Eade and Warner Melton joined by Nolan, all three essentially starters this year. I know Warner, most games didn't get the quote-unquote start, but as we mentioned the other night when he was sick, he's averaging 18 and a half minutes played per contest, over two quarters. So, Cole Eats, great separation, jump shot, no good. Rebound Sentinels. Kentrell Watkins with it. Passes ahead to Mike Sutton. Jay Copeland comes up with a steal. Jay got the Eads, and now a hard foul. Toss Wade Williams on the shoulder.
Yeah, that's some good contact on that one.
Cole, a veteran of the gridiron, probably didn't faze him too much.
Cole going to the line.
Yeah. Yeah, 15 foul. Got Ramsey Hayes, Fletcher Strong, and Isaiah Burnett coming to the scorer's table to check in. So those three freshmen will see their first ever Class A sectional action. Cole Eads hits the first free throw. Second one by Eads, also good. Isaiah Burnett, Juju Villa, Fletcher Strong, Ramsey Hayes, and Caden Copeland, the lineup for the final 60 seconds.
like you said, there's a lot of players that never got to play in this game. So it's big for these young players to take a step out here, isn't it, Doug?
Oh, yeah, because you can't understand the experience that is right there, because it's different than you're on court during a sectional game.
Sentinel's content to work some time here. I'm going to run it all the way to the buzzer, perhaps. 25 seconds and ticking. So Cap Prep going to go to 21-7 and head to Murfreesboro. Clay County season is going to end at 20-9. Big improvement, though, over last year's 12-16 record that ended in the region quarterfinal. This year, final record is going to be 20-9. And it'll end here in the Class A sectional as the buzzer sounds at Chattanooga Prep. And then it's going to be sophomore Trentrell Watkins after the buzzer who slams it home for an exclamation mark. Bucket don't count. This one's done. Clay County season is ended. Chat Prep advancing on. Stay with us for the Farm Bureau postgame show.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned. Back here live on the Farm Bureau postgame show, PA announcer saying that Chat Prep is now under a third straight sectional contest, something that Clay County fans are very familiar with themselves. But not this year. Final score here, 71-45. Clay County season does end. They were the District 7 Region 4 runner-ups. Final record, 20 wins to 9 losses. We're going to get into the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Cole Panels of Tennessee here at Chat Prep High School.
Yeah, guys, you know, Clay County came in here, honestly, with a chip on their shoulder. I thought they had to have that kind of attitude when they walked on this floor against the defending state champions, and Doug, they played with it throughout this contest, even though Chat Prep pulled away at the end. It was a six-point ball game at the end of the first quarter. Clay County had been within three prior to that. And then you saw Chat Prep right when they start to pull away into double figures. Nate Adams would make a big shot. Somebody would make a big play to try to keep Clay County within striking distance in that second quarter. Sentinel stretched it out to 13 at the break, and it kind of just went from there. But Clay County kept it close. It didn't get to 20 until midway through the first fourth quarter. So that just shows you the effort the Bulldogs brought with them from Salina tonight.
Yeah, we had effort, four-quarter effort. That's what you want. It boiled down to numbers. Chat Prep just had the numbers. They rotated five guys in that wasn't playing and didn't miss a beat. So that's pretty tough.
Yeah, it is. And Daniel, I don't know. I'm not an expert, but I've seen quite a bit of Class A basketball. I don't think I've ever seen a single-A team with this kind of personnel. You know, I made a comment midway through this game. This is almost like watching the old Memphis East teams down at the state tournament or something like that. The length, the athleticism, and honestly, it's not just that. It's the talent. These are basketball players.
Yeah,
you know, you talk about Robertson and Bullis with their 6'7" height, and even if they were bad being that tall, they're going to be pretty effective and dominant in single-A basketball. But it ain't just height. We talked about that in the broadcast. Very skilled with that height, so they're a matchup problem for anybody in Class A basketball, and they're probably not the most sound basketball player on the team. That's probably freshman Cadence Collins that you mentioned. Ooh. So, yeah, they're solid. I'm glad that they're moving on up a classification after this year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But, again, proud of Clay County and the way they came in here, represented Clay County High School very well when they stepped on this court. We knew they would. We talked about it on the way down here, Doug, that if it came down to an effort play, Clay County was going to make it and have a chance in this one, and just very proud of them.
Well, Chattanooga Prep way up in the north know Clay County's in this field. I tell you right now. They made their presence known in the game in a lot of ways, physically, and just stayed with it. I mean, it's just good effort for our guys.
for Chap Prep. They were led by Joel Bullis. Again, long, lean. We thought he, you know, just looking at him on paper, he's a post player. You know, maybe we can kind of eliminate that part of his game and have a chance, Daniel. It wasn't just that. The kid can run the floor. He can finish. He can handle the ball. Again, I don't know if he's not better than their Mr. Basketball finalist, Derek Roberson, who's held to 9 points by Clay County tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be curious to see. I'm not sure. You know, I guess technically he's probably small for serious level of ball. He's probably a guard
right.
at the next level. I don't know what he don't have the skill set to step out there and do that. Great single-A player.
And then the freshman, Cadence Collins, coming in. We saw his you know, athletic ability and what he's got in the bag. And he finished with a cool dozen, 12 points. Romel Kuhn with 10. Austin Jones had 8. Demarion Bowman, 5. Marcus Jones, 1. Swade Williams, 3. And Kentrell Watkins had 2. For the Sentinels, for Clay County, Warner Melton knocked down on big 3. Hayden Adams had 2 points in the ballgame. Nolan Adams limited him with foul trouble, 3 points. Lance Burchett just 5 points tonight. Cole Eads had 7. It was all about Nate Adams tonight. He was, I mean, honestly, not any knock on any of our other players. They played really well, but to me, he was the only one that could really get his shot off, Doug, tonight.
Yeah, he could create a little separation. Of course, you know, got some length, and that was big tonight because they were long, and, you know, he got some good shots and kept us going there, and we needed that.
Yeah, 25 points for Nate Adams in his the finale of his career. And, you know, we just saw plays that Lance Burchett, Nolan Adams, and Cole Eads and some of these other guys that normally make when they get separation and knock down a shot, they couldn't get it off. Or finishes at the rim where they've got separation, they couldn't get the shot even up. We saw multiple blocks on one possession, and Clay County just kept coming at them, though.
They did. We're never going to quit. Never going to quit. And that's the thing, you know, you can't simulate it. There's no way to simulate the play of the Sentinels. So, as you mentioned earlier, with the reserves, Doug, getting a chance to come in to a Class A sectional and just nice feeling that. Well, you know, for the starters, there's no way until they get in game, we don't have anybody built that way in District 7.
Oh, no.
Or in Region 4, for that matter. So, you know, you got one kid from South Pitt over in Region 3 that we played this year that's similar height, but they don't have the quickness and athleticism.
No.
So it's just tough. A tough matchup. Very proud of the black, purple, and gold for how they handled themselves tonight, though. Folks, that has been the Bulldog Wrap-Up brought to you by Eagle Pines of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abog Homes in Hermit Springs. Find out more at EaglePanelsOfTN.com. Eagle Panels of Tennessee. They are simply a better way to build. Time now to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's contest. Going to go with, we don't often do this, but sometimes we can't help it. Going to go with all three of Clay County seniors because it'd just be a hard thing to discern. You saw all three of them at their best tonight. Nate coming back, taking over, shooting lights out from outside, doing things that only he can do against superior athletes with the length. You saw Hayden doing everything that he's so good at, fighting, digging, working, pulling down rebounds against guys that are a head taller than him. And Lance, the calm, cool, collected ball handler, even though he's been pressured, still bringing it up the floor, making sure we have an opportunity to get into the half court. And they've just all three been so special to Bulldog Nation. Going to miss seeing them.
Yeah, there's no doubt. They're going to go down as three of the best ever to play. I mean, I know you think about scores being that type thing, but now Hayden Adams is up there, guys. He's so crafty underneath the goal. I mean, you know, I don't know. I know I couldn't have guarded a 6'7 Bolas like he did tonight because he knows how to do it without fouling out of the ball game, number one. I'd have been on the bench in the first quarter. And number two, I don't know, just the constant effort of Hayden Adams. And we all know what Lance Burchett and Nate Adams can do, two of the best athletes to ever come through this school, that's for sure. And just proud they were Bulldogs and proud to be here to witness what they've done for 4 years, Doug.
Yeah, and what people don't realize, what an athlete puts in just to do this for us. And they do it for us. That, you know, but if you look at those three seniors, they're top of their class in academics also. That's tough on an athlete because they're gone every night doing. So if you see these guys out, just thank them, thank their parents for the effort. Same way with the girls. We got a great bunch of girls, same thing. Athletes sacrificed to do this for us.
That's right. You know, we're here on a Monday night, and, you know, they got to go to school tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And they're going to get up and do that. But, yeah, three of the greats to do it. I know their parents are really proud of them. You know, we were talking about it on the way down here. I had the privilege of riding down with Hayden and Nate's grandpa, Larry, and just talking about while even though we're not family members of them, it's almost kind of like getting to watch them grow up these last 4 years and having the privilege of calling all the action that they've been involved on, and it's been a lot of fun. You're going to miss having them. Of course, we done got to wax poetic about them in football and all the great things they accomplished there. And they had great basketball careers, too. And just going to miss them.
Yeah, we definitely are. I think it's what Doug said, that we take for granted. These guys do play for this community and for this school. And you know, that's what makes them special.
Yeah,
I love it.
Tonight's TDS top performers, Lance Burgett, Hayden Adams, and Nate Adams, the three seniors on this Clay County Bulldog squad. TDS Disposal has been your presenting sponsor for the TDS Top Performer. Each and every broadcast this season, they serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. I tell you what, I wish we had the stats on, you know, we've done 30 basketball broadcasts this year and 13 football broadcasts. I guarantee we've got a ton of loyal listeners that have heard all 43 of them broadcast in their entirety. They're probably some of the 39 that are still hanging on right here, it looks like, listening. We got some on Mix, or some never go to Facebook. They stayed like it was 8 years ago and listen on just the Mix or app. There's 11 at least showing up on there. Folks, we appreciate you. You know, I've got to throw one shout-out in particular. I had the privilege of talking to Bernice Rush the other day, Leon Watson's sister, the late, great Clay County Sports Hall of Fame, Leon Watson. And she said she had not missed a basketball broadcast this year. Said she was 85 years old and loved to tune in to Clay County basketball. And it's folks like Miss Bernice that we're here doing it for. So it's glad to hear from her. And I know there's a lot more just like her that really enjoy it.
Yeah, and you don't know what that means to have loyal listeners here and the followers of this Clay County program. And Doug, I want to give you a thank you for being on board with us throughout this basketball season. And I think you're going to join me for a little more. Maybe coming up.
A little softball, baseball coming. So, yeah, and I enjoy it. I like just being here with you guys. And like I said, it's not hard to talk about our kids. And you guys do an excellent job getting this out to the community when they need it, getting the sponsors, doing the work. My part of it is easy. I just talk about our kids. So that's pretty easy for me.
Well, that's what we all want to do, celebrate the student athletes of Clay County High School, folks. And that wraps up the 2025 basketball season in its entirety. We greatly appreciate everybody. Got tongue-tied there. Greatly appreciate everybody. One final last special shout-out to the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition is our presenting sponsor the entirety of this season. Like Thomas said, Horizon Sports Network is not done. It never ends. They've got spring sports coming up. I think another big win for softball tonight, perhaps. They were playing. It was still ongoing last we checked. But I'm very excited to tune in as a listener. I think Craig Cantrell, living legend when it comes to local broadcasting, going to be joining y'all for the play-by-play. And I'll go down Arcot and put my earbuds in and listen to some Clay County spring sports.
Well, you deserve it, Daniel. And that was my last thoughts is we couldn't do this without you. You're the true voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network. You put in more work than anybody when it comes to preparing for these broadcasts, trivia questions, and, you know, just making sure that the history of Clay County sports is recorded somewhere, and we appreciate you for that.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. We got to keep that up.
That's
for
right.
Folks like our late Uncle Don Napier and Kevin Donaldson, who started keeping up with this stuff a long time ago. Folks, we appreciate you. For the final time tonight, for Doug Strong and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong.
Wish
y'all a good
night's game, including final stage.